iRockRadio.me. I'm Rick Becker, and it is such a thrill to have this interview. Right now, I am welcoming Carl Bell, guitarist and lyricist for Fuel. Thanks for joining us, Carl.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I am excellent. So we got to start with the new record, Anomaly. It is out now. What's the reception you're getting for your first new Fuel album in quite a long time?
Yeah, it's been a long time, but yeah, it's been great. You know what I mean? Everybody seems to like, I think the point of the record in some ways, since it has been a long time, is to tie the, you know, the previous material into some new material as well. And I think people have really appreciated that they can hear, you know, what was the traditional sound of Fuel continued on into the new with some new twists and some new surprises on the record. And everybody's been great about it. So it's been good. It's been really good. Thanks.
And I know that's probably a very important thing. You don't just want to get out on the road, get back to things without having new material, because I imagine that's what excites you, right?
Well, you know, it's always nice to play the old hits too. Don't, for me, I mean, I've seen bands I've gone and seen bands and had massive catalog of hits, and they don't play any of them. And I'm always like confused, like, what? Like, why are you not playing your big hits? So weird. So I'm still enjoy playing the old stuff. Plus, it's been a long time since Kevin Miller and I have even been on stage playing our own material anyway. And these are most of the songs I wrote anyway as well for Fuel. So those are nice. But yes, of course, always nice to inject new blood into the system with a new record. And, you know, we're really excited about this record as well. So these songs are going, they translate great live. John is killing it. The vocalist is killing it. So it's awesome. It's really cool.
What is the process when you're dealing with bringing somebody into a band who's in such a high profile spot, and you get to develop that relationship with somebody who's right up there and in the fans' faces like that?
The cool thing about it for me was John, first and foremost, says, John's a fan. And he's like, I'm a fan and I want to honor all of this material in the best way I can. And that's coming from John. That's not even coming from me. That's not like a directive from the rest of the guys going, John, you got to do this. No. John, that's John self-imposed. He wants this to be great. So that transition was really, really easy. And I think John really sounds great on the old material as well. And the new material, he sounds great. You know, that's coming from him. So it's not a lot of stuff that I have to, you know, that you have to infuse into the system. He's already doing that, and that's what he wants to do. And that's great. You know what I mean? And John is he's a workaholic kind of guy, which I like, because I'm kind of workaholic mode when I get into the music world. Anyway, we couldn't get in the studio. COVID was really tough for us. And John called and said, dude, I can only get the studio from 8 a.m. until like noon. And I'm like, oh no, what are we going to do? And he's like, I'm going to go do it. And I'm like, you're going to start singing at 8 a.m? He's like, I am. And so not only that, he would start warming up at like 5 to be warmed up for the studio at 8. And I'm just like blown away by that. Like, that's just great. And so all these vocals are literally morning vocals with a lot of warm up and on the new record. And, you know, I mean, you gotta tip your hat to that. I mean, some guy that just wants to work that bad and wants it to be that good and willing to do whatever it takes to get it that good, you got to bow to that, in my opinion. And I respect that tremendously.
Well, as somebody who was working in radio in central Pennsylvania when you guys were breaking, I can definitely attest that he fits into the band, because you were always a group of guys who were willing to put in the hard work to have success. And to be honest, that's probably why you're still doing your thing all these years later.
Well, the old saying that I always say is, you know, it's not the music party, it's the music business. And there is a business aspect to it. And that just takes getting down there in the trenches and working. And that's just part of it. I know a lot of bands, you know, they want it to be fun. And it is amazing amount of fun, but it is a lot of work. I mean, if you're, name anybody, if you're Justin Bieber or if you're, you know, MGK or any of these guys, their day is packed full of just, they're working. I mean, they're working hard. So if you come into the music industry going, I want to do this so I don't have to work, in my opinion, you're coming at it completely wrong, because the workload is going to be so, if you're successful, the workload is going to be so far beyond what you even anticipated to make it successful. If you just want to skirt around and just have fun, that's cool too. But I don't think you're going to have to be successful. There's going to be a lot of demands on your time. And so you got to be willing to put in that work. And it's not work. I mean, my dad worked in a factory. For me to play music, I think that's a pretty good win, you know?
So I wanted to get into your writing process a little bit, because you're coming off a country solo album, and now you have a brand new Fuel record. So when you sit down and try to write a Fuel record, do you have to put yourself in a different mindset, or does writing for Fuel just come naturally to you?
The country project you're talking about, this Tennessee Fuel that I did, that was for my dad. And I couldn't do a rock song for my dad. That whole record was basically a tribute to my dad. It actually started from a song that I wrote because I couldn't be at a family reunion with my dad. And I was on the road. And so I wrote this song years ago. That was more, I'm going to write country. And so that for me was more channeling into that world. Again, it's for my dad. I can't write a rock. Dad, I got this rock song for you. He's going to be like, what the heck is that? Right. But when it came back to the Fuel stuff, for me, it was just like getting back into the saddle again. It wasn't really, I don't have to think about it to write Fuel stuff. It just is what comes out. When I think about it, I'm going to write a rock song, it's just what comes out. And, you know, some people say, well, you have a sound, you know, you definitely have a sound. And it's kind of odd for me because it's just kind of what comes out of my brain. And it just kind of works. So yeah, for Fuel, I don't really have to think about, I'm going to write a Fuel song. It just comes out. Now, certainly there are songs that I write that I go, well, that probably doesn't fit in to the Fuel category, although it is a rock song. But if it's country, I'm thinking country for that particular project. Rock for Fuel, that's just what I do. So
after a short break, we'll be back with Hard off the new album Anomaly. We'll also have more with Carl Bell of Fuel. I'm Rick Becker, and this is iRockRadio.me. iRockRadio.me, that was Fuel with Hard, the debut single off their album Anomaly, which is available right now. I'm Rick Becker, welcoming back Carl Bell, guitarist and lyricist in Fuel. Now, Carl, while filming the video for Hard's follow-up single, Landslide, you actually took to the sky for a guitar solo. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
We had this great director, Kennedy. He was great. And Camp Kennedy, he goes by Camp Kennedy, but he was great. And he on the phone, he's like, I've got this great spot for a solo. It was at this studio in New York on top of this building, the whole top floor. It's a Paul Colitan studio. And Paul was great too, by the way. But Kennedy said, I've got this spot for the solo. And on the phone, that's all he said. When we get to the shoot, I'm like, oh. But it was so cool, right? I mean, if it's literally, there's no net. There's nothing there. If I fall, I'm 30, 40 floors up. I don't even know how far up in New York, right in the middle of Manhattan. And there was this ledge, and I walk out on that ledge, and I play the guitar solo. And I first saw it, and I went, cool. I mean, this is awesome. And for me to walk out onto it, I just basically said, if this thing was 2 inches off the ground, it's wide. That means wide enough to put your 2 feet on, plenty of room. If it was 2 inches off the ground, I wouldn't be worried about this at all. You just go out there and do your little thing and be done. And so I kind of had to look at it like, okay, this is 2 inches off the ground instead of absolute death if I fall. And it was, man. I mean, if I went backwards off that, there's nothing. There's a little tiny ledge about another 2 stories down like this wide, but you're not going to catch on that. The ceiling next to me was slanted. So if you fell this way, you're just going to slide right off. And that was precarious. There's no joke about that shot. That joke was for real. And, but I just, you know, I just went in the mindset, that thing is 2 inches off the ground. Just go for it. Let's have a great video. And it's going to be a great looking shot. It's all about a great video, right? It's all about good TV, as they say. So that's kind of why I just went for it.
Well, when you talk about the differences in the music industry now, like, honestly, having something like that, having a video that is going to capture people's attention is so much more important now than when they just put videos on MTV. Well, now you have to get people to come watch your video. So that was probably a really, really good idea.
We had a couple ideas for the video, like, let's go to this setting and this setting. When I saw that rooftop, I'm like, that's great. That's fantastic. And I thought, surely, you know, you can at least get a somewhat compelling video if you're on a rooftop in Manhattan. It's got to, that at least has to help in your favor. But yeah, I mean, you know, back when we were coming up, you know, MTV was everything. And, you know, you were shooting for all that. Now it's, there's a billion streams coming from everywhere. Data's coming in your face all the time. You're trying to do anything to get some attention and to get somebody just to listen, stop, and take notice instead of just scrolling through their phone all day long. So yeah, hopefully it helped. Hopefully it worked. You're talking about it, so maybe we, you know, somewhat of a mission accomplished, right?
So you're going to be coming back to Pennsylvania for two big shows that are really, really exciting. I have to imagine you're really looking forward to these. On Black Friday, November 26th, you're going to be at Music Fest Cafe in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and Mickey's Black Box, November 27th in Lititz, Pennsylvania. How excited are you to get back in front of those fans who've been following you for so many years?
Man, I mean, we owe everything to that area right there in Pennsylvania. We moved there never thinking this would actually happen. I don't know what we were thinking. We knew that there was a rich market of fans that loved live music right there. And that's why we came back there in the first place all those years ago. We got signed out of there. All those people followed us. I mean, on the social media stuff, you see people talking about all these old clubs, you know, that we used to play. And you remember this place, you remember that place, you remember this happened at that place. And a lot of that stuff I totally remember. And so for us to come back to where it all began, of course, is significant, meaningful. It's great. It's fantastic. And we just, always appreciate the support you guys gave us there. It was just great. And so, yeah, totally stoked to come back and see some old faces and hopefully some new ones and just play this music and play this new record. All these guys are Pennsylvania guys. John, Mark, the guitar player, Pennsylvania guy. Of course, Kevin's right there. All these guys are, those local kind of guys anyway. So it's great for us to come back, do it, or at least for me to come back. But those guys, all they got to do is go down the street. So for us to play in Pennsylvania there is fantastic.
So what is somebody going to see if they haven't seen you in a long time? What can people expect? Maybe even in central Pennsylvania, maybe there's somebody who hasn't seen Fuel before. What can you expect from a Fuel show if you're coming in blind? What is a Fuel show?
First and foremost, we're just getting started. So there's a little bit of that. So it's going to be brand new for you and for us a little bit. So that'll be great. John, the vocalist, is just killing it, man. And the guy can rip on guitar. He really doesn't even get a chance to show his guitar work as much as I would like to. And hopefully he will. Of course, people in that area that know Mark Klotz on guitar, amazing. Vocalist as well. Ridiculous vocalist. I mean, I don't know if you, Mark Klotz can sing Journey, Boston. He's got a range, vocal range that just, I just have to laugh. It just makes you start laughing because you've never been in a room for somebody that can actually sing the stuff that he can sing in a whole different kind of range than John, and play guitar like crazy. Of course, Kevin Miller on the drums again. If you know him from the past before, that'll be great to see. And then, if you're a new fan, I think the cool part is all these guys really want to represent the sound of Fuel the way you remember it, as well as present it with some new grease on it and some new stuff and new love. And you're going to see that too. And the shows we played so far have been fantastic. These guys are players. They're not messing around. I mean, we can do any song we wanted to off any record. And so it's great. So just come out, check it out. I think you're going to love it. And I think you're going to have a great time.
Does bringing a few new people into the project make some of those older songs kind of feel fresh again?
Well, it's funny because I said, you guys go learn the songs. We're going to play these songs and we're going to play this set and with a few additives. All right. And so I said, but I want you guys to kind of go learn them on your own before I tell you how I played them, just to see what would happen. And they come in with all this new stuff, not that it's out there where you're going to go, oh, gosh, that's not even the song. I'm just talking about little tiny stuff that you might not even notice as just a casual listener. But as guitar players, you're going, oh, that was cool. And this was cool. And they brought all this stuff in. And then we refined it even down even further. So, but they, these guys can do, again, we can play any song off any record, easy. And we can sing anything. We can play anything. It's just been a lot of fun with these guys. And yeah, they just, just watching them play and go, wow, that was cool what you did there on that part. It's been great. So yeah, there's going to be a little, we honor the whole sound of the song. And you're going to, if you're just a casual listener, you're going to be like, great. But if you're just a musician and things like that, you're going to hear little stuff that happened that these guys do just because they're players. They're not messing around. They're real players. And you'll hear that stuff too. So yeah, that's been fun just to hear them. Even, and they'll say to me, "Ooh, you played it that way? That's wild. How do you play it?" You know, and so we've got a learning off each other. Best band I've ever been in. No offense to anybody else, but I mean, as a whole, no offense to all the other bands, but this is the best band I've ever been in. These guys are players. They're not messing around.
Well, that is the biggest endorsement you can possibly give. Go out, get the album, Anomaly. Also, if you're in the Central Pennsylvania area or Northeastern Pennsylvania, November 26th, Music Fest Cafe, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Mickey's Black Box, November 27th in Lititz, Pennsylvania. And if you're not in the Pennsylvania area, look out because Fuel is going to be coming to see you, and you got to check them out. Thank you so much, Carl Bell from Fuel.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, one more thing on the Lititz thing. Randy Lane, our old sound man from running front of house from all the way back. If you remember Wanda's and all those places, Randy Lane was running the sound. He's going to be running sound for us in Lititz. He works out of Lititz there at Clare Brothers. Randy Lane is one of the biggest guys in the music industry now as far as mixing and PA systems. Randy's going to be mixing for us there in Lititz. So if you want to come out and see Randy Lane as well, it'll be like old times for sure.
This was such a great conversation. Thank you so much. Carl Bell from Fuel.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm Rick Becker, and this is Landslide from that album Anomaly on iRockRadio.me.